Voters in New Hampshire are just 4 days away now from casting ballots in the first-in-the-nation presidential primary. For the Democrats, the latest UMass Lowell Channel 7 poll out this morning shows the race narrowing slightly, but with Bernie Sanders still way ahead. 55% of likely voters back Sanders, 40% support Hillary Clinton, with 5% undecided. Sanders and Clinton met last night to debate, sponsored by MSNBC. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
In recent days, Trump has passed through several stages of recovery from humble Trump Monday night in Iowa.
We finished second, and I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored.
To petulant Trump, complaining that he won too little credit for his second place finish. To combative Trump, accusing rival Ted Cruz of stealing the Iowa victory. But by yesterday, he'd recovered his pre-Iowa swagger and urged his supporters to vote next Tuesday.
Folks, February 9th, it's the beginning. We're going to take our country back. February 9th, we're going to come up with smart answers. We are going to make America great again. February 9th, go and vote.
Trump ran through his list of complaints about the government. Bad trade deals that he can put right, a weak military that he can build up, a broken immigration system that he can fix with that wall. He also channels a bit of the populist, as he does when he talks about the influence of money in politics, why Medicare should be allowed to negotiate directly with the drug companies.
So we're spending perhaps $300 to $350 billion more for drugs because the drug companies have probably the second or third most powerful lobby. They get the politicians, and every one of them is getting money from the drug companies, every single one. You know who's not? Me. I'm getting money from nobody, except for the small donor.
It's a message that continues to generate excitement and draw crowds. Glenn Merkel is a Republican from Salem, New Hampshire, who says he supports Trump.
The reason why is I think it's time to get a non-politician in the White House, somebody who is not tied to any kind of interest group, somebody who's not taking money, and I just believe that he will do what he says he's going to do versus your typical politician that says one thing and then when they get into the White House, they do another.
But Merkel says he might change his mind and swing toward Marco Rubio, who he was going to see next. It's a reminder that lots of New Hampshire voters have yet to make up their minds and that this race remains fluid. That according to Andy Smith, director of the polling center at UNH.
Well, that's absolutely the case. We're seeing that only about 37-40% of Republicans say they've definitely decided who they're going to vote for.
Smith says historically lots of voters make up their minds in the final 3 days. The latest polls still show Trump in the lead, but Smith says the same polls also show he's the most disliked Republican. And as Iowa demonstrated, polls don't always predict success on voting day, and they couldn't make up for Trump's poor organization on the ground. Again, Andy Smith of UNH.
And he said that he learned his lesson in Iowa and he'll have a good get-out-the-vote ground game in New Hampshire, but you can't build that machine in a week. It's taken campaigns months and months and months, in some cases a year. So Trump really doesn't have that luxury.
Trump didn't talk about his ground game yesterday. Instead, his political patter wandered into unexpected places. At one point, he promised that as president, rather than jetting around the world to play golf, he would stay in the White House and work.
Who would want to leave the White House, right? You know, you're in there. No, seriously. Who would want to leave the White House? Although I'm building a hotel right next door, which is also located on Pennsylvania, which is going to be a great hotel. You know, I have my alternative. If this doesn't work out, I'll still be on Pennsylvania Avenue, one way or the other. I'm on Pennsylvania. One way.
So if he doesn't win the White House, he'll always have a view of it. It's a win-win, and as close as Trump ever gets to admitting that he might not become president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Durham, New Hampshire.